Hello, America. Robert Carey here, connecting with you from aboard Regent Seven Seas Splendor. Mary and I are traveling with them for the big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs. We'll be broadcasting live from Aruba next Saturday, but today we're replaying our October 18th broadcast on this November 8th.
Live around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network. With the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, hello again, everyone. It is nice to be back with all of you live again today. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, October 18th, 2025. Thanks for being part of our national broadcast as we once again open up our show mics to talk everything and anything in the world of travel. And by the way, we have some major show news to share in just a few moments. So good morning, Mary. Good morning, RJ.
Good morning.
Morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Good morning to all our listeners.
Exactly. Nice to be back. Rudy, listen, with Mary and me over in Maui for the past 2 weeks, we haven't engaged much with you. How are things up there in St. Paul?
Well, fine, but I spend most of the time in Los Angeles because I wanted to get a little more of that warmth that you were getting in Maui. I couldn't go all the way to Hawaii, but I spent a good amount of time in L.A., and it was a lot of fun. So.
Well, that was good. That's right. We actually have we're going to take people to the Hollywood Museum later this hour,
too,
I think
we are. We are in
L.A.,
yeah.
We'll be going out to L.A. So, Bobby, listen, you and other members of our team certainly had a chaotic time while we were there in Maui. The network outage back on October 4th caused a lot of agita for everyone, but last week we seemed to be back on track. Moving forward, I think we're all buttoned up down there at the Network Command Center in Dallas, yes?
Yeah, smooth and ready to go. Just probably some of those October scaries everybody gets.
Yeah, well, it is Halloween month, and we started the month that way. So, all right, well, before we get to some big show news, and you need to listen up as it's an opportunity for every one of you listening to jump on, as I don't think it's going to last long. Let's give Mary the results of the latest travel polls. And they specifically queried our big Let's Go America tour events and remotes.
They did. So first question, we asked you, what do you enjoy most about the big Let's Go America tour events? And 21% of you like the fun and energy. 20% of you like the off-site behind-the-scenes engagements. 16% diversity of destinations. 14% of you chose live audience and inclusion of show fans. 13% of you like the big show sound. 13% of you like the range of topics and the content. And 4% of you chose other.
What do you like?
I like the diversity of destinations and the fun and the energy and the live audience. I like all of it.
Yeah, we love it all.
I like all of the above. I would have put all of the above.
But I do enjoy going behind the scenes and the off-site.
Yep, that too.
But
yeah.
The live audience, or you know, or the inclusion of show.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do it.
Brings a different
with an audience. Yeah,
I do like that. So, all right, question two.
All right, so the next question. What area of the world have the big Let's Go America Tour events and live remote broadcasts enticed you to go experience? And the results, 34% of you said the domestic U.S., 22% of you said Europe, 19% of you said to take an ocean or a river cruise, 10% of you said Hawaii or Alaska, 8% of you said the Caribbean, 6% Mexico, and 1% other.
Well, between domestic U.S., Hawaii, and Alaska, that's 44%. I'd say that's probably pretty accurate. I love the ocean or river cruise.
Yeah, good number on the ocean and river cruise, yeah.
Europe, who doesn't want to go to Europe? I mean, right? I mean, that's outstanding. So that, the interesting,
and that's
polls.
A good lead-in to what
it,
our
well,
announcement
it
is.
You know, exactly. So new travel polls have just been added to our show website for you to vote on. We hope you go check those out. And as Mary just said, the polls we just discussed set up very nicely the next announcement rather well. So the big news that we want to share with all of you today, Regent Seven Seas Cruises has made a major commitment to our national show, and we've agreed to partner with them. So as part of their sponsorship, there will be three big Let's Go America Tour events and live remotes happening with them. One of them has been created to allow some of our show fans to travel with us. And folks, the itinerary that Mary and I chose for this, it is truly excellent. I mean, every destination we'll be going is basically a bucket list location. So before Mary shares the specifics, the dates for this special Travel with Robert and Mary opportunity, it's next October, essentially a year from now, specifically Tuesday, October 20th through Sunday, November 1st, 2026.
It'll be here before we know it. So this new relationship does begin in grand style. That's a little bit of a hint. You can now book to join Robert and myself for what we think is a spectacular itinerary aboard the new Regent Seven Seas Grandeur. Beautiful ship. The 2026 voyage begins on the southern Med island of Malta. And then Robert, of course, we are going to Sicily. That's no surprise. I'm sure you finagled that for us on the itinerary.
We're going to Sicily, right.
We are traveling on to southern Italy. Then we're going to Dubrovnik, Kotor, Catacalon, which is actually the site of the ancient Olympic Games. It's the birthplace of the Olympics. So that I'm sure that will be an excursion
be
there.
A little athletic there?
Yeah, Santorini, one of my favorite Greek isles, Athens, and it also includes Istanbul and Ephesus in Turkey. So in addition to this being such a fabulous itinerary, we made this decision because Region Seven Seas is really synonymous with ultra-luxury travel, and they do offer the most all-inclusive luxury experiences that you can have at sea.
All right, so saying what we've just said, space is limited, so to be part of this special trip, that will be part of our big Let's Go America Tour Southern Mediterranean Cruise 2026. You need to be booking now, folks, and because we expect this to sell out. So right now at the top of our show website, if you go there, that's rmworldtravel.com, you're going to find a banner ad that says, it's got the Regent logo embedded right there, and it says, join Robert Mary aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in October 2026. We couldn't be any more straightforward with it. Just click on it. It will redirect you to a special page that Regent has created. It contains all the information you're going to need, including special discounts and bonuses, plus a list of all the things included, like your excursions at no charge, big deal, the full itinerary and much more. There's also a phone number to call two members of the Regent team who are handling this for us. That's Megan and Peyton. So we hope you do that.
Yeah, and the Regent team has done a really nice job getting this all set up for us. And as Robert said, now is your opportunity to really go and get your suite booked if you're interested in this. And again, the destinations include Malta, Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, and Turkey. And you're going to find a link at the top of rmworldtravel.com. And again, when you call, you want to ask for Megan and Peyton, and they will handle and answer all your questions and handle everything for
you.
So
there you have it. Listen, certainly big news, very exciting opportunity for us. We are looking forward to having you travel with us next year. There'll be some other Let's Go America tours coming before that. But new ship, unbelievable destinations, and we're looking forward to it. So we've got about 2 minutes left now in this opening A block, and RJ and Rudy, I know we were talking before the show. You've got something that attracted both of you, so you want to toss it out for the Travel News Roundtable?
Yeah, for sure. If you're going to London anytime soon, you may see, London's black cab, that unmistakable shape that's really been a part of the city for generations, is about to get one of its biggest changes yet. And Waymo, which is owned by Google's parent company, Alphabet, has announced plans to launch fully driverless taxis in London by next year, meaning no steering wheel, no driver up front. I know we've seen some Waymos all across the U.S. They're actually starting to pop up in New York City lately as well, but sometimes they have a driver. At least sometimes they still have a steering wheel. Not going to be the case for the famous black cab. And this moment feels a little bit like a crossroads.
And Rudy, what do you think of that?
Well, you know, I remember the big fight between the black cabs when Uber started in London.
Yeah.
That was an enormous fight. I mean, cutting tires and, you know, blocking people.
They now seem to like them.
They now have made their peace. But, you know, there were 14,000 black cabs on the road last month. That compares to 22,000 a decade ago.
Yeah,
and as everybody in London knows, the streets are windy and curlicue and one-way.
Yeah, that's a weird location. And I would say, from what I saw, Waymo, they're not even going to be using the black cabs. They're going to be using
these gray
Jaguars.
Waymo's going to be using their usual Jaguars like they do in the United States.
A little bit of London, man. You know, so go enjoy the black cabs now. I want a driver. I love talking to the drivers there, Mary, when we go. So, all right, folks, listen, you hear the music. That means our first sponsor break of the day has arrived. After the break, we are headed to Las Vegas. We're going to connect with Allegiant Air's CCO, Drew Wells. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to say MyPillow is excited to announce they're having their biggest 3-in-1 sale at MyPillow.com/carry. My slippers are only $39.98. That's any color, any style. My towels are finally back in stock. Get a 6-piece set for also just $39.98. The limited edition premium MyPillows are just $17.98 for queens, $19.98 for kings. And when your order is over $100, you'll get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. Head to MyPillow.com/carry, use code CARRY, or visit RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Hello from the Atlantic Ocean, everyone. Today's broadcast is an encore of our October 18th broadcast. Next week, Robert and I will be live from Aruba for the big Let's Go America tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we return from that break and gear up for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation now, we appreciate all of you being tuned in on this October 18th broadcast. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
America is turning 250, so let's go, everyone. Whether your interests include the mountains, music cities, the monuments, or main streets, America is not something to just remember. It is something to get out there and go experience.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, and our friends at Colette, they've been guiding travelers across America now for over a century. They offer tours and varieties to suit every type of traveler. We want you to go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, the legends that make our nation great, and travel unforgettable. Visit GoColette.com/United States for more info and show specials, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, there's a good chance if you're making domestic flight plans, American, Delta, United, maybe even Southwest or airlines you typically fly, but there are other options out there eager to earn your travel dollars. You've heard us praise Breeze Airways and the growth they're experiencing. Another airline we've been closely following for a while now is Allegiant. Drew Wells is their chief commercial officer, and we're going to connect with him right now on that show hotline.
Well, indeed we are, Mary. Drew, nice to have you aboard with us for this Chief Travel Leader conversation. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for giving us some of your time today. You know, Mary's correct when she says we've been following the growth and evolution of Allegiant with interest. There are some airlines out there if we're certainly not fans of and can't recommend flying. Allegiant is not one of them. In fact, we do encourage our show fans nationwide to take flight with you. The company dates back to 1997, so in a few years, you'll be celebrating 30 years in business. But today's Allegiant is clearly not, you know, how operations began. You've been with the company now coming up on 15 years. You recently took on the CCO role. You know, you're helping to lead the growth. I want you to give folks tuned in right now across the country your insider perspective of Allegiant Air's operations today, and maybe some things that have you excited for the company as it grows forward.
Sure. I mean, one of the things that really excites me about Allegiant is that we're built so that the one passenger who couldn't fly can. We're there to make accessible, convenient travel for customers all across the country. We have over 120 cities that we represent, which is an extremely broad footprint, especially through the airline industry. You know, we very much focus on a leisure traveler that's predominantly going on weekend trips with some element of week to week, and our schedule reflects that. We kind of bucked the trend of, you know, every flight needs to run every day. And in fact, most of ours run 2 to 3 times a week. Again, centering around when a leisure traveler wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're very hyper focused now on running a good operation. And I think we made some incredible strides that way, even coming in the top 3 in a Wall Street Journal rating of best airline operations. We are constantly looking for new routes that are either unserved completely, again, providing that access, or underserved routes. Where people are largely priced out of being able to go on that dream vacation.
That's a good model.
We're all domestic today, but as we think about going forward, I would look forward to, you know, international destinations and really starting to broaden our footprint into something that that's truly remarkable to exotic destinations.
Yeah, you know, you said buck the trend. I love when companies buck the trend and take a chance, because quite often it works, and it's clearly working for Allegiant. So, Drew, Allegiant Air flies a mix of Airbus 319s and 320s, as well as Boeing 737s, with a focus primarily on small and medium-sized cities. You did mention 120-plus. You certainly do blanket the country. You're a low-cost carrier. I believe you only sell tickets directly through your company website. Share with us how the fleet mix and business model is working for Allegiant.
Well, I think the fleet mix is truly remarkable. We often hear in the industry, does it make more sense to be single fleet type and harvest some of the cost efficiencies that way? Or does it make sense to have multiple fleet types that you can kind of scatter through the country in a way that makes sense based on different seating layouts and different performances, as well as, you know, having some element of hopeful leverage with just the two manufacturing companies there. You know, the Airbus came into our fleet just more than 10 years ago, and it's been incredible for us. We stepped forward a whole generation of aircraft when we brought those on, and we're doing that once more with the Boeing MAX aircraft. Both the 320s and the MAXs have our Allegiant Extra product on board. It's a kind of Allegiant premium extra legroom seat at the front that has been just truly remarkable in terms of adoption from our customer base. But having both sets of fleet really help us, you know, be resilient. You know, airline supply chain is always a bit precarious. So having some flexibility there helps us be, you know, truly resilient in the operation.
No,
when it comes to selling our tickets, you know, being direct, I think is great. It allows us to maintain the right message with our customers at the right time. We're not necessarily subject to, you know, folks that are wanting to scrape and sell unauthorized. It's not something that we love, but Our customers, I think, enjoy coming to Allegiant.com, enjoying that conversation and engagement that they can have directly with us, be it through our socials or through our email program. But it really helps, you know, as we want folks to be involved in our loyalty program, involved in our co-brand program, and take that engagement level to truly another level.
And build a relationship,
yeah,
exactly.
You know, when you're talking as well about the 737 MAX and that, I just saw a note this week that they just built their 2,000th 737 MAX jet, Boeing did, and I think it was the 12,250th 737 jet overall since it went into service in the late 60s. I wasn't even born then. But anyway, to come back to Allegiant, Allegiant's been enjoying, you know, a good run lately with strong second quarter earnings. The company beat original forecast, delivering nearly a 10% operating margin. You've also just broke ground on a new training center there in your hometown of Las Vegas. So talk about how this investment that you're making, Drew, is going to positively impact the airline once it's up and running.
Yeah, I mean, the very first thing that we think of when it comes to operating is ensuring that we have the best crew members in the world. They're our front line with our customers. They're ensuring that we can put forward the best possible experience for them. You know, it truly goes beyond the low fare, the convenient access to the airports, but, you know, driving a little bit of sunshine on every flight is something our crew members do incredibly well. So as we invest in a new training center here, that should only push things forward, just in our ability to ensure that we're staying at the tip of the spear when it comes to the newest training, the newest regulation, and, you know, the newest customer experience that we can generate for our customers. That really means it all in the end.
Something else I think it's worth talking about while we have you is an award that you recently won. The second consecutive year Allegiant has won this award. The folks at Skytrax, the International Air Transport Rating Organization, bestowed the 2025 Best Low-Cost Airline in North America award on the company. That is no small award. It's certainly recognition to your customer service focus, as well as the level of reliability and value that you're delivering to travelers. I'm sure it's boosted enthusiasm amongst the team. What does it mean to you personally?
Well, I think you hit on it. It's really about the customer experience and the passenger satisfaction. This award is voted on by passengers, and it really is encouraging to know that our customers do value us that highly. And you talked about what it can do for morale and culture. Mm-hmm. Having that feedback loop into headquarters and on our front lines is truly remarkable, and a real hat tip towards the work that we're doing to ensure that we're providing the right service, be it reliable, be it friendly, that little bit of sunshine, just like on our aircraft tail, to passengers, and it's getting through.
Well, I always say,
it's really remarkable.
Listen,
yeah,
I mean,
clearly,
you know,
congratulations.
I say to folks that we've been blessed to have won some awards with this program, and none of us do this for the awards, but it's always nice when folks, peers, industry, organizations recognize you, tells you you're doing something right, and certainly 2 years in a row to win that's great. I've got about a minute and a half with you right now. You know, something that Mary and I found interesting, that like some other airlines in their respective history, Allegiant recently recently ended its foray into the hospitality business with the sale of your Florida resort to Blackstone. Actually, their CEO, Joe Berger, was just on this program a few weeks ago. So, you know, over the years, Allegiant has ventured beyond the airline sector of travel with the Florida resort I just mentioned. There's been arcades, I think golf course management software, some other things. Do you see the vision moving forward to be strictly on the airline operations, Drew, or could other opportunities lead the company in different directions again?
Yeah, well, you know, as our new CEO, Greg Anderson, took over just more than a year ago, he has been very adamant that our focus is on the airline. It is the core of what we do. It's at the heart of so many employees here that our focus is airline. You know, I do believe Sunseeker will be a success for, you know, for someone in the future and need a little more time and need a little more money. Those weren't necessarily things that we were ready to do today. And we needed to bring that focus back to the airline. And again, coming back to the customer experience, the customer service, all the things that we do exceptionally well that may well play or may play well in the hospitality space, but bringing that focus back and generating everything that we can there is really where we need to be going.
Well, listen, we congratulate you on the new position. We congratulate on the award as well, as Mary just said. Very nice to have this conversation with you. We hope you stay in touch. You're certainly welcome anytime. Look forward to the next conversation, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Yeah, thank you as well. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, Drew, take care. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks, you as well.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, well, there goes Drew again, folks. Allegiant Air, they're making some great headways out there. And share some of your experiences if you've traveled with them. We'd like to hear that. Just do that, rmworldtravel.com/contact. All right, as we get ready to take a timeout for this bottom of the hour break, RJ will be in the air chair for the latest Open Road in about 10 minutes. We're going to see what he talks about. Today will be the 100th Open Road. The destination spotlight on America's 34th state is also ahead this hour. Hour 2 will feature the Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery. But next, well, we're going to check in with show friend Rhonda Sloan of Travel Guard. Why? Well, you're going to hear how you could win the world's unluckiest traveler contest. Get yourself $10,000. Stay tuned, everybody.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
You've likely heard we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and besides their modern new ships with more on the way, they offer luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
They also deliver the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and you get unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, and more.
For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com. Today's broadcast is an encore from October 18th, everyone. Next week, we'll broadcast live from Aruba for the big Let's Go America Tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, from our chatty opening A block and discussing our new relationship with Regent and how you can travel with us aboard the new Seven Seas Grandeur in a big Let's Go America Tour event in live remote next October, to Allegiant CCO last segment, and before RJ joins the show again for today's Open Road, well, we're going to do a 180 and share an opportunity for you to win $10,000.
Oh, we are, and it was nearly a year ago that our next guest made her first appearance on air with us, but she's been connected to this program and helping our listeners nationwide since 2019. She's a senior vice president with Travel Guard, and it's Rhonda Sloan who I'm talking about. Robert, let's welcome her now via our show hotline.
Let's do that. Rhonda, it was nice seeing you a few weeks ago here in New York. I know you had a busy travel schedule. You've been on the move. We were texting back and forth while you were in Italy. Mary and I were over on Maui. A big hello from us. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thanks, Robert. It's great to be here.
Well, great to have you aboard with us this morning. Really appreciate that. So we're going to dive into this because, you know, as you well know, this audience hears us regularly talk about travelguard.com/carry. And Mary and I, we may not stop doing this program until every listener protects themselves and their travels with Travel Guard travel insurance. But we invited you to join us today to talk about the world's unluckiest traveler contest that could make someone in the audience $10,000 richer, as we just said. So give everyone a quick overview of what this contest is all about and how they can enter.
Sure. First of all, I'm super excited about it. This is one of my favorite parts of the year just because the stories are funny. As you can imagine, I hear about almost every possible travel mishap that anyone could ever experience. So this is just an opportunity for us to celebrate and commiserate with travelers who are out there, you know, experiencing the world and sometimes braving unexpected bumps in the road, if you know what I mean. So we're just looking for those stories. You know, not your typical miss my flight, but those funny, true travel mishaps that people experience on their journeys.
Yeah, so that's a perfect segue into my question. They're not about flight cancellations. I mean, that's unlucky enough, but this is the world's unluckiest traveler contest. So just give us an idea of what that might mean. Maybe talk about last year's winner or just give us an example so our listeners understand what unluckiest, how you guys define it for winners.
Sure. So last year's winner was actually pretty interesting. It was two women who'd gone on a trip to go skydiving. The night before, one of the women fell ill, seriously ill, and back at their hotel, the medical people could not get in there with a stretcher, so they had to carry her out of her hotel in a body bag to the hospital. But then the next morning, she woke up feeling better, and they went ahead and went on their skydiving adventure and, you know, luckily had a complete bounce back from their mishap. But the thought of being carried out of a hotel in a body bag is...
that is a story. Yeah, I can understand why that one won. All right, so this contest is currently running as we speak, and entries end November 12th. So they still have some time to go ahead and enter. And then the voting will begin after that. So everyone has to vote for the best story. Now, everyone wants to be the $10,000 winner. Christmas is coming. But you also have other cash awards that travelers can win along with prizes. So just kind of give us a rundown on those.
Yeah, sure. So first prize is $10,000. Second is $5,000. Third place is $3,000. Fourth place is an amazing suitcase. And we even have a prize for voters. So someone will be randomly selected from the voting pool to receive a GoPro camera and kit.
Listen, that's a nice perk.
Listen, even $5,000 is going to help Christmas. Right?
Yeah, so
we all want to win the $10,000.
Start thinking about your unluckiest trip.
But here's, so I want to let everybody know right now, to enter the contest, you must be a U.S. resident. You have to be at least 21 years of age. The website is worldsunluckiesttraveler.com, worldsunluckiesttraveler.com. So go sign up and share your story, and hopefully you win. And if you don't win the $10,000, as we just shared, you have a number of other options. So, Ron, you know, I want to talk a little bit about something else with you while we have you, because, you know, you've clearly had a very successful career with Travel Guard, 17 years or so now with the company. I know we've had some conversations personally off air about this, but, you know, I'd like you to share with our listeners tuned in around the country some examples of why you always travel with travel insurance protection.
Well, I probably should admit this, but before I worked for Travel Guard, I never used or even heard of travel insurance. But for me personally, the first time I traveled internationally with one of my children, she was very young. She got sick abroad. And that's when I found out that your medical insurance doesn't necessarily cover you in foreign countries. So we had a pretty significant bill for a baby, you know, that got sick in the Caribbean. And that's when I first realized, like, yeah, this is something that you really need, especially if you're traveling internationally. I've also used it for, you know, the mishap stuff, you know, a canceled flight, a misconnection, all those things. Luckily, I haven't had too many, you know, extraordinary travel mishaps, but I would say for me, it's about the medical coverage. I mean, I think that's super important, especially for families.
Yeah, and again, we always say, listen, you just never know. And it's just...
we just used it a few weeks ago.
We did, exactly right.
Well, canceled flights,
But the reality is, you know, we get in our car, we have car insurance. So I just don't quite understand, but with people, when they don't do that, we've had many conversations about it. But folks, again, I want to, you know, just drive you to a couple of websites here again. To protect your travels and well-being, be it international or domestic, when you're on the move for a long or short trip, again, it's travelguard.com/carry. You hear us talk about that all the time. And to enter to win the $10,000 grand prize or the other cash awards or prizes, go to worldsunluckiesttraveler.com worldsunluckiesttraveler.com. And it'll be nice, you know, frankly, if a winner comes from the show, Rhonda. So glad we can make this happen today. Our best to you, to Jeff, to Robert, and the team. And we hope you have a very nice weekend.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Take care, Rhonda. Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right, well, there goes Rhonda Mary. Always nice connecting with her. Good information.
Yeah,
WorldsUnluckiestTraveler.com, folks. Good luck.
Yep. And all right, we're going to hand off to Bobby so he can run some sponsor messages. RJ's going to be here in the studio when we return. The Open Road is next, everyone. And in 9 minutes, it's the latest Destination Spotlight.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
You've likely heard we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and besides their modern new ships with more on the way, they offer luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
They also deliver the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and you get unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, and more.
For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
You've likely heard we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and besides their modern new ships with more on the way, they offer luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
They also deliver the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and you get unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, and more.
For more info, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or rmworldtravel.com.
As Robert and I cruise with Regent today on our way to the Caribbean, what follows is an encore from October 18th. Next week, we'll be broadcasting live from Aruba for the big Let's Go America Tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back to RM World Travel, everybody. I'm RJ Carey. I'd be curious to know how many of you just went to worldsunluckiesttraveler.com during the break. I think it'd be really nice to see a show listener to take home that 10 grand. But before we get rolling, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carey. Now, it's Raycon's anniversary, everyone, and they're celebrating that with a deal on the Everyday Earbuds Classic. Reliable, super comfy, easy to take anywhere. You'll see why they've been a fan favorite since day one. The Everyday Earbuds Classic are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point point connectivity so you can pair with up to two devices at once. And they have a really nice ergonomic fit that actually stays put in your ear no matter what you're doing. Everyday features that live up to the name, plus 32 hours of battery life and quick charge. 10 minutes gives you 90 minutes of playtime. You have over 3 million customers who already love Raycon, so join the party. They come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get yours today and save 20% at buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find a direct link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, folks, this is actually a special occasion, as this segment marks the 100th Open Road installment since I began contributing to the show actually over 5 years ago. 100 segments later, we've covered a lot of ground, driven a lot of miles, and I've had the chance to share some really unique, special automotive voices with you. But today, this one's all about the meat and potatoes of the open road, driving. Now, I just got back from a quick weekend run from New York to North Carolina and back for a cool and unique automotive event. The event really isn't the crux of this discussion, but I have to say it was a unique celebration of air-cooled Porsches that took place at the American Tobacco Company campus in Durham, which I have to say, just for note, is a pretty cool venue. But instead of flying down, I drove 20 hours of driving for about 36 hours of being there. And every time I do one of these long runs, I realize that there's a very fine line between enduring a road trip and actually enjoying it. And most people think it's all about the destination, right? You get in, set the GPS, and white-knuckle your way through empty roads until your ETA says arrived. But the trick, and I say this after way too many weekends like this, is to stop fighting the distance. Obviously, one of the best tips with a long drive ahead is to just get it started, resist the urge to pull off for a stop, within reason, of course, because it cuts off your momentum. After all, somewhere around the third or fourth hour, you stop thinking about how far you got left anyways. That really only doesn't come back until that last half hour, and you just fall into a rhythm. Even though, in my case for this recent trip, obviously that wasn't even my halfway point. But the hum of the tires becomes white noise, the lane changes become instinctual, and you realize that the drive itself can be kind of peaceful. This works best during the day with no traffic, of course. But regardless, to get there, you have to manage the drive like an endurance event. For starters, cruise control isn't your friend. Everyone uses it, but it actually makes you tired on long drives. If you're using it in a commute, totally different. But for a long, extended road trip, it locks your body into one position and your brain into autopilot. I would much rather keep my foot engaged, vary my speed a little bit, and stay physically connected to what the car is doing. It keeps you sharp. Second, and this goes back to what I mentioned before, never chase the ETA. That's a total rookie mistake. Every time you stare at the arrival time, you try to beat it, looking at the clock, you're burning energy that you're going to need later. And it's a long drive. It's not a qualifying lap. Take the win when you roll into your stop calm, not twitching, you know, from Red Bull or coffee. Third, pick your stops like you're picking a restaurant or a hotel. If you pull off at a random chain gas station every time, you'll feel like you spent the weekend just bathing in fluorescent lighting. So find the places that break the rhythm. This is what we love about road tripping. Local diners, small towns with character, local restaurants, even just rest areas with decent coffee and a little bit of sunlight. A good stop resets your head way more than caffeine does. It's important to think about. And while we're on the subject, don't wait until you're starving. Plan your food before you're desperate, or you're just going to end up subsisting off of Jack Links and gas station food. You don't want to do that. Then there's the whole car setup thing, and this is where the experienced travelers separate themselves from the casuals. Tire pressure is right, seat height dialed in, lumbar set before you hit the interstate, because 6 hours later, small discomforts really show themselves as back pain, bad moods. They tend to come out of the woodworks. I even keep, and this is a little bit crazy, but a fresh microfiber towel in the door pocket just to wipe off the steering wheel or any interior surface if it gets that mid-trip film on it. I'm serious. Little things like that will keep you sane. And I want to talk about sound as well. A long drive will expose your audio system more brutally than any test track. You're going to hear rattles you didn't know existed. You're going to hear road noise frequencies that make you question your life choices. And that's when, hint, hint, either a good pair of Raycons or a nice set of speakers really matter. Rotate between talk radio, Arm Will Travel, podcast, and music you can sing to. Badly, ideally. It breaks the monotony. There's also a mental trick I've learned. When you stop thinking about where you are and start thinking about how you're doing, the drive gets easier. Ask yourself, am I comfortable? Do I need to stretch? Is the car happy, so to speak? Is there anything I need to look at? If those three things are kept in check, you can go all day long. So I did about 1,300 miles this past trip, all told, across six states, two weather systems, and enough variations of gas prices to make me dizzy. And you know what? I didn't hate any of it, because once you find the rhythm, the long drive becomes less about the grind and more about the satisfaction of doing it well. And that's the sort of thing that makes you eager for the next trip upon your return home. The same way pilots talk about hours logged, drivers have their own kind of experience curve. And the more you rack up, the more you learn what matters and what doesn't. For me, it's as simple as that. Now, I'm RJ Carey. This has been the 100th Open Road. Thanks for tuning in. After all these years, don't go anywhere. We're taking you to Kansas for our next Destination Spotlight. We'll be right back.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert Carey here to share what follows as an encore from our October 18th broadcast. Next week, we'll be live from Aruba for the big Let's Go America Tour, NYC to MIA via the ABCs, aboard Regent 7C Splendor.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, this has been a very busy hour one of the show, folks. We have dished out diversity with a capital D, I would say. And now for our E-Block, well, it's time for the latest Destination Spotlight. America's 34th state that was admitted to the Union back in 1861 has our attention today. And we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Go enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are, because as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations is going to provide you premier travel experiences. They have more than 200 resorts in places around the U.S. and globally. They provide spacious upscale accommodations, and they're going to give you home-like features and resort-style amenities.
You know, wherever travel takes you, folks, go earn your Hilton Honors points. Go to HiltonGrandVacations.com for more information, or just connect at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Now it's time to spotlight Kansas, as their director of tourism, Bridget Job, is holding for us on that show hotline.
Yes, she is. Mary, thanks for being part of the program today, Bridget, as we talk Kansas. Welcome.
Thank you so much for letting me join you today.
Well, you are very welcome. Mary and I, we have a fondness for Kansas. And frankly, for me, Kansas holds a very special place in my heart, as it was the state that I went to on my first business trip. That was to meet the head of sports licensing at the NCAA when they were located there at Overland Park, just outside of Kansas City. And besides that meeting that was very successful and set me off in my career, I indulged in so much great barbecue. Bridget, I got to tell you, it was unbelievable. But, you know, we've returned a few times since. Mary and I have also had our sons with us in visits to Kansas. At the rejoin, I just mentioned the word diversity. It also applies to Kansas because Kansas City is unlike Topeka. Wichita, very different from, let's say, Junction City or Dodge City. You're known as the Sunflower State, but Kansas is one of the largest producers of wheat for our country. So where do you want to start today, Bridget?
Well, you know, I love that you use the word diversity, because that is the word that I always use to describe Kansas. From one side of the state to the other, we are diverse in our landscape, in our weather, in what you can do in Kansas. And so diversity really describes the state of Kansas very well. We have large urban areas like Wichita, the Kansas City region, but then we have these beautiful rural cities and lots of wide open spaces. So diversity is a great word to use for Kansas.
Bridget, Kansas has also had a major role in our nation's aviation history. Amelia Earhart was born there, and there's just been a lot of engineering, designing, and production in the state, whether it's Beechcraft, Cessna, Bombardier, Learjet, Boeing, and others. And Wichita is known as the air capital of the world. So talk to us a little bit about Kansas and its substantial connection to the aviation sector of travel.
Yeah, that is great. We are known as the air capital of the world, and Wichita is really the hub of that for Kansas. So many people do not realize that rich history that we have in the aviation history. And one of my favorite places to visit is in Atchison, Kansas, which is just right outside the Kansas City area, where we have the Amelia Earhart Museum. And it actually has a plane that is very similar to the plane that Amelia flew on her last and fateful ride across the ocean. So we do have a rich history of aviation in Kansas.
Yeah, there's no question about that. So Mary and I live here in the New York City area where pizza is big, but the Carney brothers made pizza a national meal when they started Pizza Hut. Folks can visit the original location on the campus of Wichita State University. The cold, slushy, icy drinks, right, people are familiar with, were created in Coffeyville, Kansas. I've always found that funny. It was in Coffeyville, Kansas, where they were created. But something I vividly recall about visits to various parts of your state, Bridget, are all the murals of city or town names you'll find on sides of buildings or so forth in the various communities. You know, what are some standouts about Kansas for you?
I would agree with the murals. Kansas has really embraced that local art and a way to show and celebrate our heritage and our history. And we do that a lot of times with murals in cities. You'll see them on water towers. We have them on wheat towers. We have them on sides of buildings all over the state. And that is just a way for people to be able to explore, maybe get off the highway a little bit and go into some of our communities and learn about the people of Kansas.
Yeah, I would agree
with
that.
One of the other things that I really enjoy about Kansas is we have 12 byways. They are scenic and historical byways that really get you, again, off that highway to be able to showcase our state's beauty in a way that if you don't get off that main road, you might not be able to see.
So, Bridget, you know, we have a show friend, Kathy Sudeikis. She's from Kansas City, or she lives there, and she's, Robert jokes, she may be the biggest Chiefs fan out there, but she's a show friend of ours. You've raised your family there. We're told your 8 grandkids still live in the state. That says something about Kansas and family and all of that, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it doesn't matter where I travel. I run into someone who has some family connection to Kansas. It is such an honor that my grandchildren all still live here in the state of Kansas. And everything we do with tourism is really about a quality of life. What we try to do from our office is make this the best state that it can be, so that my grandchildren will want to stay there for the rest of their lives.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, pay it forward. We love that. Listen, we wanted to get into the America 250 birthday happening, but that just means we'll have to have another conversation in the future, as we're unfortunately out of time for today. But Bridget, really appreciate the check-in on Kansas. Great state. Hope more people go visit. Have a nice weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bridget. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, well, there goes Bridget. Kansas will be how we put a bow on hour one of the program today. The website, by the way, to plan your own travels to Kansas, everyone, it's just travelks.com, travelks.com, so go spend some time on it. Another 60 minutes of the show is about 7 minutes away. We're going to kick it off with the National Communal Forum. Personal Connection, Right Stuff, Museum Gallery, and more are all still ahead. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.